of really helpful acrostics about what weights could mean. And this is the one that I wrote. It's not the best, but we've been using the four letters. Welcome the arrival at the interval of God's timing. And we thought so far in this season of Advent, which is the season between the birth of Jesus and his life, going back to heaven and waiting for him to come, because Jesus is coming back again one day, and then this heaven and this earth will pass away. There will be a new world, a new planet, a new heaven and a new earth. And today, the first 3 weeks, we've been thinking about intervals, so not just events, but the intervals in time, how they're so important. We've been thinking about arrivals, and we've been thinking about God's timing. But today, we're thinking about welcome, and we're going to spend a short time thinking about that. How we can welcome Jesus. Did Jesus get a good welcome or a bad welcome when he came? Also, we think about how Jesus wants to welcome us, and how we can welcome other people. It's a very important theme for every day of the year, not just at this time of the year. And we've been thinking about John, who was one of the followers of Jesus, how in his letters and his gospel, and we've heard just part from his gospel and from the revelation that was given, how he wanted to tell the whole world that Jesus is the saviour of the world. Jesus is not just the saviour of people who call themselves Christians. Jesus is the saviour of people whether they have a religion or don't have a religion. He wants to welcome them, and he wants them to welcome him as the one, the only one that God has sent who can save, who can rescue the world. And so John says this, we have seen and tell others that the Father sent his Son to be the saviour of the world. And that's what we're singing about, and these plays are showing and so on. The word welcome is found in many languages. So Katerina, if you wanted to say welcome, what would you say? Can you shout it out?
Benvenute.
Right. Can somebody give me welcome in their language? Who's got another language they can tell us? Amanda.
I remind,
said lots of times, and then something else, and I don't know. Brilliant. Okay. Is that Maori? Wow. Any other language? Say again? There you go. How's that for just one of the African languages you have, isn't it? What would you say? Say it again. Salam, please. And so you're greeting of welcome. So this word welcome comes in many languages. And what it means is to receive with gladness, to be glad to welcome someone. So can we have the next slide, please? It doesn't mean, oh no, not you again. Okay? It means to receive with gladness, to be glad that the person is there, whether you welcome them at your door or you greet them on the street. You receive them with gladness. You're glad to see them. And what you're actually conveying or saying is, I'm pleased to see you. Come in. I'm pleased to see you. Welcome. Come in. And we're going to work out what we would need to do to give a good welcome. So that will come up on the screen in a minute. And we need, in a moment, to get into some very cool tables. Just make sure that every one of these, not everybody needs to write something your group does. And if you can gather in groups of about four or five, no more than that, if the teenagers want to stay together, they're fine, they can do their tip, that's one. The young children, they can go in groups. I want you to take the third slide that you can have that comes up. If you can actually take the letters of the word welcome, okay, John, Katie, I want to be sure. and write the things for every letter of the word welcome that you think make a good welcome. Okay? It might be what you would like to receive yourself. Okay? So WELCOME. Okay, you've got about 3 or 4 minutes. Working family groups. Lots of people in the world did not welcome Jesus, but some of them did welcome Jesus and received him, and they became God's true sons and daughters. Darkness, if you think of the passage that was read to us, does not welcome light. When the sun comes up in the morning, the darkness is pushed back. But the light embraces darkness, but it also consumes it, it gets rid of it. Darkness tries to consume, and the darkness tried to consume Jesus, that passage tells us. It tried to put, to snuff out Jesus, to put his light out, but it failed. So some in the Sanhedrin and some of the Romans, they tried to put the light out. So some people welcomed Jesus, and some people did not welcome Jesus, and that is still true. But Jesus welcomed strangers and even enemies. The Jews were amazed that he spoke with the Samaritans, he shared water with the Samaritans, he spent time with the Samaritans, with tax collectors, and other people, I don't think it's not that, but many things, and others that people hated. He ate with all sorts of people that others wouldn't bother to eat with. Jesus welcomed them, and he invited them all to come to God through him. Jesus welcomed me to be a part of his family. And that's my story of finding a home that will never end, finding my identity, finding my purpose, finding my joy in life is in Jesus. And many of us could tell that story. And the followers of Jesus, the gospel writers, make it plain that Jesus says his family was those who did the will of God. So he looked at people and he said, these people are my brothers and my sisters and my mother. And we have a whole new family with Jesus, and many in our family choose also to follow him. What about our welcome of others? Do you find it easy to welcome other people? I want to suggest to you it's really very hard to always welcome people. That's why on Christmas Day we are taking an offering for the work of practice in Bethnal Green. So if you're not here Christmas Day, you can still put something in that, which is a group that works with some of those that are the most unwelcome. So asylum seekers, refugees, and migrants. And it's very, very hard to keep on being welcoming. But we have to think about what Jesus would do and what we should do to help those who are in need of a real welcome. Do you welcome Jesus? Do we welcome Jesus now? I'm not talking about when we welcomed him maybe into our lives many years ago. Do you think Jesus is an easy guest to have in your home? He was full of grace and truth, which means that sometimes he was really awkward to have around. If you invited Jesus to one of your parties, you'd wonder, wouldn't you, Babola? You would wonder, Nathan, you would wonder if he would behave himself. Because Jesus loved parties. He loved beach barbecues. He loved picnics. He loved weddings and meals. But you could never be quite sure what he might say to some of your friends. And Jesus was full of truth, not just grace. So he had love, but he often challenged people. And at meals, things often happened that were quite embarrassing. So sometimes, I wonder whether we really welcome Jesus into our parties and situations. And actually, when we're at a party or situation, if we follow Jesus, it's our job to be Jesus in that situation, and it's quite tough. Do we welcome Jesus now? Mary and Martha, Mary was glad. Martha was probably pretty fed up that yet again Jesus had come and scuppered all her plans for serving the meal on time, and so on. it's not always easy to have Jesus around. Welcoming Jesus as we welcome members of his family. If you read in Matthew, we read, when the Son of Man comes, so at his second advent, he's going to divide people, those that have been welcoming and loving and caring, from those that haven't. And he says, I was a stranger and you welcomed me into your homes. His disciples said, when did we ever see you a stranger, Jesus? And he said, whenever you welcomed one of the least important members of my family, you did it for me. And so our welcome, in a way, of others, and particularly those who follow Jesus, needs to be as though we were doing it for Jesus. And indeed it is for Jesus. But also, we need to welcome strangers. And at the end of a year of thinking about loving the world, we remember that we can be very forgetful. So here's a reminder. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. There are some who did this and unconsciously entertained angels. So let us not forget that it isn't easy. Does your love for the world, does my love, extend to the love of stranger, to the love of all people? Do I offer a welcome? Because welcome means to receive with gladness. I find it's a tough lesson to learn. It's not easy. So in this interval, between the first coming of Jesus as a baby, while we wait for his return in all his power and glory, one of the key things we have to do is to welcome strangers, because Jesus welcomed me, and Jesus welcomed you. Even when we weren't friends with him, he said welcome. That's great, isn't it? So if today we again want to accept that welcome, Jesus will say, yes, Lord, I accept your welcome, your invitation. And I truly want to be part of your family. I truly do. And now I need to learn to welcome others. So, we are waiting and we are welcoming at this time. We're going to hear a special musical item before we finish our service with a prayer. So all those that are in this special musical item...
I'm calling on to count me in when we thought about participating and bringing stuff to worship and bringing ourselves to worship. These guys have volunteered their time and their voices and skills to bring something, bring a song for all of us to join in and worship God. It's an Advent song. I think a lot of people were here last night, so if you want to stand up and join in and sing the song while we're doing it, that's great. Otherwise, if you want to listen to it, there's a bit of an instrumental bit